This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in the Holy Sefer, Tzipisal Yeshua, of the Chafetz Chaim, Perek Gimel. And Chafetz Chaim is going to begin by saying that until now, we discussed the obligation to await Mashiach mitzad haseichel, meaning out of logic, that logic dictates that the Mashiach will come. Now, the question is, what kind of logic is it? Why is it logical? And the answer is that the Ribbono Shel Olam promised us, He told us. So, as long as it takes, it's going to happen. Now, why is that something that appeals to the Seichel? Because we know that until now, everything Hashem promised us when we were in Mitzrayim, in terms of our redemption, every single detail came true. Hashem said, after a certain amount of time, a specific number of years, He's going to redeem us, He's going to punish the Egyptians, and that happened. So Hashem's track record is immaculate. So mitzad haseichel, this is an obligation upon us. Now the Chafetz Chaim says, v'inei ba'prakim she'avru be'rarnu mitzad haseichel. In the previous prakim that passed, we clarified from logic, she'tzar ha'adam letzapos lishuas Hashem, that a person needs to anticipate and yearn for Hashem's salvation. V'ata nevoer hachiyav mimarmare chazal. Now we will explain the obligation from the statements of Chazal. Dehaloyamru b'Shabbos, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos tells us, she'shoyelin lo la'adam b'shas hadin, that they're going to ask a person at the time of judgment, tzipisa lishua, did you await the coming of Mashiach? V'haynu, this is k'may sha'anu mispalalin b'chol yom, like we pray every day, v'karnoi tarum b'shua secha, and His glory, meaning the glory of Mashiach, tarum, you will elevate b'shua secha, through your salvation. So after 120, a person will be asked, did you await the coming of Mashiach? V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misra'im al Ha'adam. Hashem has a complaint against the person. K'she'enoi mechak el malchusai, when he does not await Hashem's malchus. K'de'isa b'psikta rabasi, like we find in the psikta. Sha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tzadikim, that God says to the righteous, lo yofe asisem shechibavtem l'sayrasi v'lo yichavisem or chikisem l'malchusi. Hashem says to the righteous, you did not do good that you loved my Torah and you didn't love my Malchus, or you didn't await my Malchus. Says the Chafetz Chaim, from here we see, it's not enough to learn Torah. It's not enough to love Torah. If a person does not actively await the coming of Mashiach, Hashem will have tainus on a person. You loved my Torah, why didn't you love my Malchus? Even the righteous that love the Torah, darshim mehem al tzipoy li Yeshua. There, the tzaddikim are requested to await the salvation of Hashem. And this matter brings the redemption closer. That b'shas churban habayis, Amar Yitzchak Avinu v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Yitzchak says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shema in Chazar Labana, maybe the children will never return. V'heishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, of course they'll return. Al toimar kach, yesh dar shehu metzapel l'malchusi, in the generation that they await my Malchus, miyad him negalim, they will be immediately redeemed. Shenemar, like it says, v'yesh tikva l'achariseich, and there is hope to your end, Noam Hashem. Meaning, Hashem says, there is hope for your future. When? Noam Hashem means God promises. V'shavu vanum l'gvulam, your children will return. Now, the Chafetz Chaim is learning this medrash as follows. that Yitzchak Avinu wants to know, well, maybe Klal Yisrael will never return. Maybe there'll never be a Geula. And Hashem's saying, of course there'll be a Geula. When they await it, it will come. And if it's not coming, it's because they're not waiting. And I believe the Chafetz Chaim is learning the Medrash. V'yesh tikva la'achariseich. When they hope for the end, then v'shavu banim l'gvulam. Then they will return. You hear how the Chafetz Chaim is reading the Medrash. V'yesh tikva la'achariseich. When they hope and anticipate the end, then they'll return to their land. In other words, the Chafetz Chaim is saying, do you know what's holding up, Mishael? Do you know why we're still in Galus? Because we're not awaiting Geula. We're simply not awaiting Geula. So, number one, Hashem says to tzaddikim, even someone who sits and learns Torah the whole day, he's not doing the right thing if he's not awaiting the coming of Mashiach. Hashem says, maybe ein chazara labanim. And Hashem says, they're not doing properly because they're not awaiting my malchus. Even tzaddikim, they are demanded, Hashem indicts them if they don't await the coming of the Mashiach. And furthermore, by awaiting the coming of Mashiach, it expedites the Geula. Says the Chafetz Chaim, V'nira, it would seem, Shazel Sha'amru Chazal, this is what Chazal tell us, Tzipisa li'Yeshua, Shalashoin Tzipia, the language of Tzipia, who k'may hatsoife sha'oime b'makam gavaya, is like a lookout, who stands on a high place, u'miskoinein lirois eza davar, and he prepares to see davar chadash, a lookout, he's looking, maybe something new to look out, maybe there's a new occurrence. Kach tzarech ish ha-Yisraeli l'chakos al malchus shamayim she'yizgala b'karayv. Tzipisa li'Yeshua means you're looking out. Maybe it's coming. Maybe it's coming closer. Maybe there's signs that it's here. Tzipisa is not just to yearn and await. It's like a lookout who's prepared to see even the smallest new occurrence. So, today we're learning two important things. Someone who just learns Torah and doesn't await the coming of Mashiach, Hashem says, Lo yafe asisem, they're not doing properly. And number two, by awaiting the coming of the Mashiach, that brings the Geula closer. Because when Yitzchak said, maybe there'll never be Geula, Hashem said, no, don't say that. If they're mitzapel malchusi miyadhim negalim. So the Chafetz Chaim therefore says, davar zem mekari ves ha-geula. It brings the Geula closer. So for all of you who participated in this year, you are bringing the Geula closer. So when Mashiach comes, they're going to come to you first, and they're going to say, Yasher Koyach. You brought me closer. You are awaiting my coming. Rabbi Yisai, have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Be'ezus Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.